Now, you might say, well, George, what do you mean imaginary link? Suppose, for example, that they're swimming, you know, that they're doing something, and if they're not successful, they get fired from the job. Suppose that they're doing a sale or involved in a sale, and if they don't make the sale, it's going to have a dramatic effect on their standard of living. Well, the reason that someone would have low level of investment is not because they don't care, but because they're philosophical. They see the outcome in a larger context. So the person who is applying for a job or is under threat of being fired if they don't complete the job, they have the wisdom to see that, you know, that you're not always up to the task of certain jobs, that they may be in over their head. Or that sometimes you fail and then later you succeed. Everybody's going to have their share of failures. The person who's, you know, is trying to make this big sale that will help their income, understands that not really entitled to that money. You know, it's not their money and they're losing it. They have a chance to make a lot of money. Sometimes you make those chances, sometimes you don't. They're philosophical. They see it. They don't take it as personally. They don't get as threatened by outcomes. You see? So a philosophical understanding is what enables people to have a low investment. And it enables them to have a high involvement. So you'll see people with very low investment because they're wiser, they're more philosophical. They don't take things as personally, but yet they have a very high involvement. That's what I would call healthy. That's what you want to do. That's the way to win at both the game of life and living. Now, this philosophical outlook is something that can be learned. You have to see it as realistic. Now, what's interesting about it is most everybody's philosophical at some point when they look back. So people are very good at being philosophical in retrospect. So that salesman say, yeah, well, I almost made $1 million in that one sale. What happened? Well, it fell through. Well, is that a problem? Well, not really. It, I mean, 4 months later, I made a big one like that. That particular one didn't go through. That's how they look at it philosophically. Well, what happened at the time? At the time, they were totally bummed out, and they were feeling bad, and they were jealous. So the idea is to be philosophical in the moment rather than 10, 20 years later. Most everybody's philosophical when they look back at all the outcomes that they were highly invested in, and they look back and they can't imagine what they were thinking. The person says, gee, I remember that girl in high school, and I really wanted her to go to the dance with me, and I was so tense and uptight, and what was I thinking? What difference does it make? You know, I ended up, you know, dating a bunch of really wonderful women, and I found a nice wife, and I got married. And what difference does it make if I... So that's what people look like. That's what parents try to tell their kids. They try to give their kids a philosophical perspective. The kids are all uptight because, you know, the clique in school doesn't like them, or because they lost the basketball game or whatever. And the parents will say, hey, it's no big deal, you know. And the kids say, oh, that's easy for you to say. Well, that can be taught. The purpose of this tape is to help you get a more philosophical perspective.